Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Man, this weekend we had so many fun things going on at PAX West. You know, the Lazy Lynx. We had the Der Burgers going on. They were giving out free burgers and popsicles. You know, the weather was great in Seattle for this event. You know, it was in the 70s all the way through. People don't realize, you know, when they come to my city and they visit, you know, everybody thinks it's, you know, rain here all the time. But I'll tell you what, Seattle's a secret hidden gem in the summer. We got beautiful, beautiful summers here. You get that nice sun on the water, especially out there in Puget Sound and Lake Washington. You can spend your time out there. Good stuff. And man, this weekend we also had some sweet reveals at PAX West, you know, with the high stakes challenge and the new grappler event, and the grappler item, and the high stakes event with the new costumes and skins and all the unlockables we're going to be able to get. You know, that was all fun. PAX is over, but you know what? The fun is never over with Fortnite. So let's get into it. There's a lot of stuff still to talk about. You know, we had, you know, $8 million given away over the course of the summer skirmish, the 8 weeks. You know, JD Courage, he was casting the event for PAX West, you know, and he reminded us on Twitter that there is still $92 million left to give over the next year for competitions. Because remember, at the beginning of the summer, Fortnite announced that they'd be giving away $100 million total in different events over the next year. We're just 8 weeks into it, so there's $92 million left still to go. So keep practicing, keep playing. If you play just casually for fun, that's great too. But if you're one of those players out there who is wanting to get in one of these tournaments and play, don't feel left out because you didn't get in on the summer skirmishes. There's still lots of money left to be given away from what they said they were going to be giving over the next year. Let's see here, some actual game news here. So due to a critical controller issue, version 5.4 will not be released until Thursday, September 6th. This was announced via Twitter from Fortnite, and that means that they're also going to push back the high stakes challenges instead of coming out on Thursday, since that's the day that the update is going to come out. They are going to push the challenges being released back to Friday, September 7th. You know, some good news though is, man, if you love the Soaring 50s, those are back now. So 50v50 is Soaring 50s again. I really like having that little quirk to the game added in there. It makes it a lot of fun. Again, a few of you who played that with me in the past have said it kind of feels like Zelda Breath of the Wild, and I totally agree with that. But I just like the fact that you can fly around in that mode so much, and you know, you can move around the map really fast because you can build yourself up and then jump down, soar somewhere. Let's see here. You know what? Yesterday I said we would talk about how to get the secret battle star for the week 8 challenge, but guess what? There is no secret battle star this week. Instead, there is a hidden banner on the of Tomato Head, and so you're going to get that week 8 loading screen, and at the base of Tomato Temple there is a banner that looks like the new Tomato Head with the crown on it. So you're going to want to land on the side of Tomato Temple where you are looking at the temple. You see the face of the Tomato Head, and there at the base you will find a banner at the bottom. It's a purple banner with the Tomato Head guy on it, and then again wearing the crown. And so you'll get a new banner for the banners, and I think that's really great because a lot of the banners aren't, I never really pay attention to my banner or anybody else's banner because none of them are really that amazing. But this one actually looks really cool. I would love for them to put a banner out of the burger guy, and you know, it'd be cool if they did one for the cube as well. I think that's a fun way to keep it going, because obviously we at this point we've already unlocked the secret road trip skin for doing this 7 weeks of challenges, and I think it's fun that they are giving us some other new items, even though for these week's challenges, even though we've already unlocked the Enforcer. Let's see here. Let's do a tip of the day. And I recently talked about loadout, and I'm actually going to be trying something out new. And it's something I suggest you guys trying out as well, because I've seen a lot of pros doing this. And this is using your drum gun as an AR, because the drum gun is so powerful and it shoots so fast that, again, you can still take people down at medium range that you don't really need an AR if you're carrying around a drum gun. So instead of carrying a drum gun and an AR, which is what I had been doing in the past, I would carry my AR, my drum gun, and then a shotgun, and then have my throwables and or explosives and the last slot with the heals. Try going, for example, your drum gun, shotgun, a sniper, and then throwables and explosives, and then healables. So this kind of opens up a spot. Again, the drum gun is so powerful, especially if you get a blue drum gun, and it deals damage so fast because it shoots so fast that if you get accurate with it, you can use it in place of an AR. And again, that's one less thing, especially if you're on controller, you have to cycle through things. You can't just switch to one of your other slots instantly, especially if it's farther away. So say I'm carrying my drum gun and I want to fire with my drum gun, and then I want to hit my shotgun next. You know, I don't have to go from my AR. You know, if I'm shooting from my AR and then I wanted to get to my shotgun in my normal loadout, I would have to switch over two slots, and that takes a little bit extra time. But if you're just going from your drum gun straight to your shotgun, you're only going one slot over, and you'll be able to do it a lot faster, and you know, you don't have to spend that extra time switching your guns. Again, you know, what I suggest also, though, is, you know, shooting with your shotgun first. If you find yourself in a situation where you're right next to somebody right away that you weren't expecting, shoot your shotgun first and then switch over to your drum gun, because there's not as much of an equip time from going from shotgun to drum gun versus going from drum gun to shotgun. So I would do that. And then, because even you know, even if you don't kill your opponent right away with the shotgun, you'd say you don't land the headshot with a heavy shotgun and get them, say you just land a body shot and take down their shield, the drum gun shoots so fast, you're going to take that opponent down right away anyways. So that's what I would suggest. Try that out. I'm going to be trying that out as well, just carrying a drum gun instead of an AR if I pick up a drum gun, and that gives me an extra slot to carry, again, you know, an extra explosives, or, you know, picking up that sniper, which is something I always need to be practicing with anyways. I'm not that good with them, so I hardly ever carry the sniper, but if I use this loadout, it'll force me to be carrying a sniper. That way I'll use it more often and get more practice with it, so that I will be getting better with my sniper. Alrighty, guys, that's all I got for today. Just want to remind you real quick, you can support Daily Fortnite. Go to anchor.fm/DailyFortnite, hit that listener support button. But a great free way to support the show is to rate, review, and subscribe over on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating, written review. You're going to get a shout out here on the show, which is great. So go ahead and go do that. Didn't get any today, so let's get back on that train running again. Looking at the reviews, and again, the show is continuing to grow, so we are less than 10% again of how many people are listening to the show. So that'd be great if you guys start coming in here in iTunes and leaving that 5-star rating and written review, so that we can continue to shoot up the ranks here. Go ahead and join the Discord server. Let's see here. Follow me over on Twitch and hang out with me there. And yeah, that's all I got for that. Before I sign off here, I will have one last little thing that I wanted to mention here that I almost forgot about. So I am running my fantasy football league for listeners here. You know, 11 of you got in. You know, responded to me right away when I said I wanted to run a league, and, you know, so the other 11 of you have a chance now to be a guest on the show after the season is over and whoever ends up winning. And I want to give a shout out to all those guys because we had a great draft tonight. Our draft was tonight. I got home like right after work. I got off a little bit later than usual, so I was like really panicking, like, oh man, I'm not going to be home in time to start the draft. But I got home about 5 minutes before the draft started. My internet wasn't working, so I had to like get on my phone and start doing it from my phone. Then I got my computer back up and running, restarted it, and then I was able to jump in the draft on my computer so I could make sure I had everything set all the way I wanted it and didn't have any hiccups. But yeah, we had a great time, so I want to give a shout out to all those guys. I'll shout out the names of the teams. We have A Pick 6, we got Team Denniston, we got the Legendary Bushwhackers, we got the Vinegar Stokes, we got the Norves of Steel, we got Risk and Reel, we got Eskatadab, or Eskatadub, we got Shifty Shafters, we got the Stage 5 Clingers, and we got the Winner Blue Tactical, we got Just Rifted, and the best team, the Tilted Tower Storm Chasers. That's me, guys, that's why I said they're the best team. But yeah, that's a lot of fun. A lot of you guys came up with some great Fortnite-related names for your teams. So that was a lot of fun. Good luck to all you guys. You know, again, whoever ends up getting second place after me when I win the championship is going to go ahead and get to be a guest on the show. But if for some reason I don't win the championship, then whoever ends up in first place is going to go ahead and be on the show. So good luck to everybody. Yeah, and I can't wait for that season. I can't wait to play more Fortnite with you guys. This will be the end of the show now. Thanks for sticking out through the end here, guys. So until tomorrow, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.